pag may ni-refer sa akin yung isang tao, nahihiya na akong tumanggi. Okay. Parang, oh sige, ni-refer, oh sige, nakakayang tumanggi. Sige, yan na lang, dyan mag-i-invest na lang ako kasi nakakayang tumanggi. And dahil sa nahiya akong tumanggi nun, and siya naman hindi nahiya sa ginagawa niya, di ba? So, kung saan niya nilagay yung pera ko. Para walang hiya. Sorry. Okay. Hey, hey, hey! This is Kuya Jay. And welcome to the latest episode of Pera and Purpose Podcast, a show about money and meaning. My aim is for you to use money as a tool to live a meaningful life. Yes! Grabe, excited na ako sa ating bagong episode. Lagi naman eh, no? And bago tayo magsula, i-share nyo muna ito sa inyong KKK. Ang iyong kaibigan, kamag-anak, kabatid, kapisi, nakaway, kachismisan, lahat ng kay mo, share mo to sa kanya. Kasi kung nakikinig ka na ng podcast for quite some time now, I'm sure na bago nito yung mindset about money and about purposeful living as well. Kung sa Spotify ka nakikinig, I hope you can give it a 5-star review. Kung 6 stars meron dyan, yeah, please, please, please. Yun na lang ang ating parang yun yung thank you ko for you guys. Diba? So, also, if you are listening sa Apple Podcast, you can give it a review and I'll read that as well. Okay. So, before we start, isa mo ng gratitude shout-out dahil merong isang kakaiba nangyari sa akin this week. And I wanna thank God again. As always, diba? Every day naman. Pero super thankful pa rin ako dahil earlier this week, habang nagdadrive ako papunta ng Dubai South, sumabog yung gulong ko. And buti na lang, hindi naman ako nasaktan or what. And siguro yun nga, no? Life is so short, ika nga. Kaya dapat we have to find ways on doing it or doing things in our life na more meaningful. Pero, I mean, yun lang. I mean, thankful ako hindi naman nabunggo, walang nasagi, and wala ibang damage maliban doon sa gulong. Buti nga daw yung pumutok is yung sa likod, hindi yung sa harap. Kasi if sa harap yung pumutok, then mas mahirap daw. So, yung tumulong sa akin na magpalit ng flat tire, grabe, buti na lang doon siya. Daling tawagan. And mabilis niya lang nagawa. Kasi ang init sa Dubai, right? So, ang hirap niyang gawin. Mag-isa. Kaya, ang alam ko lang talaga is mag-drive. Medyo lately, ayoko na pala mag-drive. Parang realization. Mas gusto ko na lang na either nasa bahay or doing things na more creative than driving. Well, anyway, thankful pa rin dahil we have something that we can use. And ito nga, hindi tayo na disgrasya, right? So Lord, maraming po salamat for second life yata. Ewan ko pang ilang buhay ka na to. Pusa, pang ano na lang, siguro kung pusa ako, 8 or 7 na lang na natitira. So yon, okay. Yan ang ating graduate shoutout for the week. And ito na, simulan natin ating episode today. Dahil in my early years of learning personal finance, palagi akong nagre-rely sa ibang tao in growing my money. Kaya I felt for scams, bumili ako ng mga expensive na financial products. Yung insurance ko is hindi pila adequate. Alam mo yun? Ang una ko na sign upan was a plan na may kasamang savings and then separate pa na savings plan na good for 15 years na pag hindi ko natuloy is merong penalty if i-pull out ko yung pera ko. Hindi ko alam yung mga ganyang bagay na yan. Okay. Noong time na nagsimula ako. And na-discover ko rin na yung una kong advisor was dishonest of how she was handling my money. Hindi niya nilalagay agad sa policy ko yung pambayad ng premiums. And also in terms of buying properties, ayan, na ayaw kong word na nabudol eh. Pero nabudol ako nung sales agent na kausap ko para kumuha ng property kahit wala pong stable na income. And unfortunately, katulad ko, when I was in 2015, maraming pa rin nakakausap who are not fully in control of their finances. Umaasa sila sa kanilang relatives, spouse, jowa, financial advisor, real estate agent, and kung sino pa mga professionals, quote-unquote professionals, to make financial decisions and manage their own money. Kaya iyan ang itatackle natin today as we discuss the true cost of relying on others. Okay, Kuya Jay, pero paano ba ito simulan? Bakit ba nangyari yan? Isa lang naman ang primary reason na I think umaasa tayo sa iba. Feeling ng karamihan, ang hirap ng terms and conditions para basahin pa yon. Yung mga numbers sobrang complex and yung akala nila ang personal finances talagang kailangan lang i-handle ng mga professional. Ito yung mga lagi ko naririnig, no? Isa sa mga reason nila is busy daw sila. Wala silang time mag-aral. Number two is kulang daw ang pondo nila para mag-invest. Pangatlo is takot silang magkamali at mawala ng pera. And number four is hindi daw nila alam kung saan magsisimula. Valid naman itong mga reasons na to, lalo kung nagsisimula ka pa lang. And totally, hindi ka pa ganun kawasanay sa pag-invest or pag-handle ng pera mo. Pero don't worry kasi dito sa episode na to, I'm going to explain how you can overcome itong mga challenges na to and start to be in control of your finances. Okay, ano bang hidden costs of relying on others? Una, meron itong monetary costs. Okay, yung may katumbas na halaga ito. Number one is yung mga professional fees. Kasama na rin dito yung mga management fees. Right now, ang mga financial professionals are offering yung mga expertise nila. Kaya lang, hindi naman ito libre. Okay, huwag ka maniniwala na pag may lumapit sa advisor, libreng service nila. Hindi, okay? Kasi they are paid for a commission or either a fee. Walang libre sa mundo ng personal finance. Tinakil ko na yan sa previous episodes as well. And ang average na financial advisor fee noong 2020 sa US, sa US daw is 1.17% of assets managed. 1.17% lang yun kung isipin mo, right? Pero sa US pa yan na. If you check yung mga savings programs na binebenta sa kung saan-saan ngayon, meron ka makikita ng mga management fees that would range from 2 to 7%. Grabe, di ba? Siguro sa isip mo, Kuya Jay, 2% lang naman. Yun nga, 1% lang, di ba? Paano yung iba, 7% pa, right? So, maliit lang naman yan eh. Well, yan ang akala mo. Dahil over time, itong mga fees na to can significantly reduce your savings or investment returns. Bigyan ko yung example ha. Kunyari, meron kang 100K. 100,000 pesos, dirhams, or dollars man yan. If yung investment na to has earned 6% per year for the next 25 years at wala itong costs or any fees, magkakaroon ka ng $430,000 pesos or dirhams man yan. Ngayon ito, what if nagbayad ka ng 2% per year as a management fee? After 25 years, wala mo magkano? 260,000 pesos, dirhams, or dollars na lang yan. Yes. Oo, yung 2% na yan, nakala mo maliit, has wiped out 40% of your final account value. So, akala mo 2%, maliit lang, di ba? Pero, sa tingin mo ba? Katumbas na yun, yung 40% na nawala sa yung account is binayad mo lang sa fees. Pero kung inaral mo kung paano mag-invest on your own and hindi siya sobrang complicated, promise, di sana yung pera na yun is sa'yo lang napunta, right? Yan yung una. Pangalawa is yung lost opportunities. Pag iba'y nagmamanage ng finances mo, madami kang nasasayang na financial opportunities. You might not be as tuned into the financial world, pero you could miss out on new investment opportunities or tax breaks. Kasi nga, hinahayaan mo na yung iba ang mag-handle ng pera mo. Sila yung mas exposed sa market, sila yung mas exposed sa mga transactions, and unfortunately, ikaw na nagbibigay lang ng pera, wala kang ibang natututunan out of that. Merong study, ang National Bureau of Economic Research, na yung daw mga individuals na nagmamanage ng kanilang sariling pera tend to outperform those who delegate this task. Kasi nga, syempre, nakatipid sila dun sa fees ng kanilang financial professional. Okay? So, yan yon. Yan yung two reasons. Monetary reasons. Sumunod is yung mga non-monetary costs. Una is yung lack of financial knowledge. Pag hindi ka may hawak ng pera mo, wala kang matututunan. maliban sa pagbibigay lang ng pera sa iba. Okay? And delegating your financial management can mean missing out on learning crucial financial literacy skills. Paano kapag wala na yung inaasahan mo? Diba? Eh di nga. Kaya mahalaga na i-build mo ang financial skill sets mo dahil hindi yan mawawala sa'yo. Pwedeng habang nag-i-invest ka, mawala ka ng pera, pero since na-build mo yung skill set in building your wealth, kaya mo yung mabawi. Kaya nga, di ba, may ilang mga negosyante na kahit na-bankrupt sila, kaya nila mag-bounce back. Even twice pa nga or sometimes 10x. Kasi nga, they learned their ways on how they built their wealth. Siguro nagkamali lang sila once, pero they know how to replicate their success. Kasi sila mismo yung may first-hand experience. And sila yung nag-build ng relationships in building their businesses. Hindi nila inasa sa iba. Kaya may lumapit sa akin 2 weeks ago na nabasa niya yung newsletter na ito yung subject. Similar sa tinatakal ko ngayon. And sabi niya, may business siya sa Philippines. Nasa France siya ngayon. May business siya sa Philippines kasamang kanyang mga relatives. And eventually, nung nag-grow yung kanilang business, marami na sila naging branches. Bigla na lang siyang kinick out. And na-realize niya, nung tinignan niya yung mga paperworks, wala pala siya dun sa kontrata, pero naglabas siya ng milyones para simulan yung business. And unfortunately, since yun nga, she heavily relied, or this person really heavily relied on other people, relatives pa to ha, nung kumikita na yun, madali na lang siyang na-kick out. And wala siyang nabawi. When I ask her, wala siyang nabawi out of that. So, sabi ko na lang, it's a tuition fee for learning. And yeah, magastos. Pero, that's how it is. So, yon. And next na non-monetary cost of relying on others is dependence and vulnerability. Dahil heavily relying on others for financial decisions can make you more prone sa mga scams, sa mga mambubudol, sa mga tao na ang habol lang is ang pera mo. Kaya dapat, you are in charge. And last na non-monetary cost is wala kang control dun sa sarili mong finances. Kasi itong, there's a psychological cost to feeling like you're not in control of your own destiny. It can lead to stress, anxiety, and dissatisfaction in life. Kaya dapat, you are the one in charge. Okay, so ngayon, i-discuss ko naman kung ano exactly mga pwede mong gawin to avoid this mistake. Dahil you still have to delegate. I mean, you have to rely on other people pa rin, lalo kung hindi ka pa fully skilled. Pero hindi mo naman dapat i-delegate yon completely, lalo na sa finances. Okay, so first thing is you have to educate yourself. Understanding personal finance is crucial. And here are some actionable steps that you can take para matutunan ito. Una is you have to read books about personal finance and understand the basics. Ang mga nakatulong sa akin back then was yung Rich Dad Poor Dad, Secrets of the Millionaire Mind, The Millionaire Next Door, and ano pa ba? Dami ko sinabas. Ah, eto maganda. The Richest Man in Babylon by Richard Clason. In terms of those books, yung Rich Dad Poor Dad, hindi mo dapat basahin lang as kung ano yung nakasulat doon kasi hindi yun fully applicable sa totoong buhay. Okay? Pero maganda siyang eye-opener. Kaya maganda na you read various types of books kasi iba-iba yung perspectives ng authors yung nakikita mo. Okay? And yung Rich Dad Poor Dad, gasgas na gasgas sa networking yan. Kaya ingat-ingat lang. Second is you follow financial news to stay updated dun sa industry na pinapasok mo or sa investments na tinake mo. Okay? Pero wag sobrang news kasi oftentimes mga ano lang te. Mga hype lang minsan. And kung lumabas na yun sa financial news, then it means na most likely it's too late na. Kaya dapat mas agahan mo yung pag-review or pag-check ng takbo ng market or at least aware ka lang kung ano nangyari sa mga interest rates ginawa ng Feds lately, 'di ba? Para malaman natin if ano yung takbo ng kung ano yung kung paano nila hinahandle yung inflation kasi makaka-apekto yan sa iyong mga investments. All right? And then next is to attend the financial literacy workshops or webinars to enhance your knowledge. So, yeah, naging seminarista si Kuya Jay for a good number of years. And nag-volunteer na rin ako before para ma-make sure na natututo talaga ako. Kasi the best way of learning is by teaching others. Kaya kapag ka nag-aaral ka, make sure na nai-share mo siya kaagad sa ibang tao para natututo, nai-ingrain talaga siya dun sa utak mo na ito yung natutunan mo. Kasi if you cannot explain it, then it means you do not understand it. Ganun lang naman siya. And sa akin, hindi lang about reading books, listening to podcast tulad ng Pera and Purpose Podcast, or watching YouTube ang nakatulong sa akin. Kasi nga medyo unfortunate talaga yung mga nangyari sa akin when I was starting. And wala akong mahanap na mapagkakatiwala ng finances ko. So I decided na ako na mismo yung pumasok dun sa industry. So technically parang in-infiltrate ko yung insurance, investments, and the real estate industry para malaman ko yung kalakaran sa loob ng industry na yun. So, yan. Nalaman ko, di ba? And that's what I am sharing sa mga tao. Para maiwasan nila yung mga ginagawa nilang techniques para sila ay mapabili. Kahit hindi naman nila kaya or hindi nila kailangan talaga or hindi pa appropriate sa kanilang financial situation. And most importantly, I paid for mentorships and took some certifications para ma-make sure na sinishare ko is merong professional na approach. Hindi lang sarili ko but also sa others. Kasi nga, di ba? I think itong field na to is something I find really interesting dahil sobrang relevant ng personal finance sa iba't ibang important aspects ng buhay ng isang tao. Kaya it's something na I really invest my time and money in. Second is you have to be involved. Kahit may advisor ka na or umaasa ka sa partner mo, sa jowa mo, or sa parents mo, sino man, about making decisions about your money, eh dapat involved ka pa rin. Kasi nga, at the end of the day, pera mo naman yan eh, di ba? You worked for it. So, dapat ikaw din talaga ang nagmamanage niyan. And ito yung mga pwede mong gawin, no? Number one is you have to regularly review your financial statements to understand where the money is going. Yung budgeting ninyo mag-asawa, yung asset allocation nung fund na nirecommend sa'yo nung advisor mo, yung fees niya, okay? Alamin mo, bakit dito mo nilagay yung fund natin? Bakit hindi doon? Aligned ba yan doon sa goal sa sinabi ko sa'yo? And magkano yung commission mo dyan, di ba? It's a valid question. Okay, huwag ka may tenong yan. Kasi nga, una sa lahat, pera mo yung binibigay mo sa kanila. And tanongin mo rin, no? Naka-invest ka ba dyan sa fund na yan na ino-offer mo sa akin? Magulat ka na lang. Hindi pala, di ba? Minsan nga, yung insurance agent mismo, hindi insured eh. Di ba? Ang weird. Tapos, you have to discuss your financial goals para mas maintindihan mo yung strategy na ginagawa nila. And ask questions sa mga aspeto ng finances mo, lalo na sa mga bagay na hindi mo naintindihan. Okay? And isa lang tip when you're hiring an advisor. Okay? Make sure na you go for those na mayroong fixed fee. Hindi yung percentage on your AUM. AUM is assets under management. So, kunyari, meron kang 1 million, edi yung... Are you tired of overspending and not knowing where your money goes? Well, meron akong gift para sa'yo. I've created a free intentional spending plan to help you take control of your finances. With this simple tool, you'll be able to prioritize savings and investments, track your expenses, and align your spending with your goals. Download it today and start spending with purpose. Link is on the description of this episode. 10,000 noon yung fee niya. Okay, pero kung yung fee niya is fixed na, kunyari 5,000, then kahit meron ka ng 50 million, 5,000 lang yung fee niya. Okay? So check mo na lang kung alin ang mas okay sa iyo. Pero I would say doon ka sa fixed fee. Okay. Yun ang ano mo para ma-minimize mo ang yung costs. Okay, number 3 is you have to review your plans. Tignan ang financial plans mo every year and lalo na pag meron kang changes sa buhay mo. So kung kinasal ka or may binili kang bagong bahay or what, anything na malaking movement sa iyong finances, you have to review it. Regardless pala, kahit na maliit lang yan, pero at least you have to review it once a year. And ito yung mga pwede mong gawin. No? Check mo yung financial plans every year na dapat naka-align siya sa iyong financial goals. And then, i-update mo to every now and then. Insurance mo, insurance coverage mo, tama pa ba? Lalo na if you're expecting a child, di ba? If you're buying a house or lilipat ka ng bahay, check mo kung ano yung mga dapat mo i-consider. And also, consider din in getting a second opinion sa iyong financial plan para ma-make sure mo na it's optimal for your needs. Okay? So, yan yung mga pwede mong gawin. And ano bang benefits na itong pagiging in charge sa iyong finances, hindi ka lang umaasa sa ibang tao? Number one is meron kang increased financial literacy. Pag ikaw may hawak ng pera mo, matututunan mo lahat. Kasi you have skin in the game, ika nga. Alam mo yung kinagawa mo, di ba? Pag nawalan ka ng pera, ah, okay, hindi ko na maulit to. Natututo ka. And itong knowledge na to can be beneficial in a variety of situations. Mula sa pag-negotiate ng income mo, hanggang sa pagpaplano sa retirement, natututunan mo itong mga bagay na to. Kasi nga, you are the one in charge and you're deciding it for yourself. So, munod is greater resilience. Ready ka sa mga financial challenges na dumarating. Kung magkaroon man ng sumunod na pandemic, eh handa ka kasi nga, ikaw yung involved dun sa finances mo. Alam mo kung magkano yung emergency fund mo, di ba? Hindi ka nga. And taking of your finances or taking control of your finances can make you more resilient pagka may mga economic downturns. Kung magkakaroon ng recession and nakikita mo na o narinig mo na, oy, potential na mawala ng layoff sa industry na yan o kung saan ka man nag-work, eh, you are ready, di ba? Kasi nga, ano kay, aware ka. Hindi ka bulag sa mga nangyayari sa surroundings mo, lalo na sa financial world. And you'll have the knowledge and confidence to navigate this. Kasi nga, ikaw mismo yung in charge. Okay? Hindi mo inaasa sa iba. And last na benefit neto is merong empowerment and satisfaction. Ang sarap kaya ng feeling na ikaw ang driver ng finances mo. Hindi ka lang pasayero, no? Ikaw na yung nagda-drive ng yung financial journey. Okay, and recap lang natin ang discuss natin today. We talked about the reasons why people don't learn to manage their finances. We also discussed yung mga monetary and non-monetary costs of relying on others. And we also discussed how to effectively work with others when it comes to your finances. Lastly, is diniscuss na rin natin yung mga hidden benefits of being in control of your finances. And some key takeaways dito sa ating episode. Una, eto. Not because it's easy to rely on others means it's the right thing to do. Ulitin ko ha. Not because it's easy to rely on others means it's the right thing to do. Many people delegate their financial decisions to others because they think it's easier. Pero not because it's easier means yun yung best way. Kasi nga, pag inasa mo pa rin sa iba, ang finance mo, diniscuss ko na ba, di ba, yung mga risks involved. Eh, most definitely, yun yung kakalagyan ng buhay mo. Sumunod is you have to stop making excuses. Wala kang time, totoo. Meron kang 30 minutes para mag-Facebook, di ba? Sigurado yung 30 minutes na yan, magamit mo para manood ng isang YouTube video. At least. And you cannot find time. You have to make the time. Kasi you'll never find it. Diba? Ganun lang yun. Kailangan mo i-prioritize. Kung mahalaga talaga sa finance mo, i-prioritize mo yan. And magkakaroon ka ng ways. Kaya may mga podcast na ito, pwede mo pakinggan habang naglilinis ka ng bahay mo or nasa commute ka. Papakinggan mo to. Kaya nga, I try to make it as short as 30 to 45 minutes para pwede mo siyang mapakinggan sa commute mo. And kung takot ka na magkamali, edi you can start with small investments first. Diba? Hindi mo mayawas sa magkamali, promise. Mawawalan ka ng pera habang you are building this skill. Ika nga. Pero, you have to start small. Hindi naman pwede na mag-invest ka ng malaking chunk ng pera mo agad, lalo kung hindi mo pa siya alam. Diba? Kaya nga, may mga ways naman to invest gradually. Yung mga fractional shares na available right now, Pwede ka mag-start with that. You can start with 100 pesos, 50 pesos nga meron sa GCash, di ba? G-Invest pala. Sa UAE naman, even at 50 dirhams, pwede ka na mag-start with some brokerage dito na inaalaw ang fractional shares. So, hindi na excuse yun na wala ka masyadong pera to invest. No, meron yan. Meron yan. And sinasabi mo siguro na, hindi, okay na ako sa advisor ko, magaling siya. Oo, MDRT yun. MDRT, oo, marami yun, maraming client yun. MDRT is ano ha, isa sa pinaka, isa sa mga awards ng mga insurance agents. Yun yung million dollar round table. And iisip mo lang siguro, MDRT means ano ba, magaling ba siya, marami ba siyang kliyente kasi magaling talaga siya, or magaling lang siya magbenta. Magkaibang bagay yun, okay? So, tingnan mo rin yun. Dahil baka mamaya, nabentahan ka lang yan. Okay? And even if you already have an advisor, you should be the one directing the show. Kasi pera mo yan. Ulitin ko yun, pera mo yan. Ah. Alamin mo kung saan napupunta yung kada piso or dirham na ini-invest mo. Tanungin mo yung strategies niya. Bakit ganyan? Di ba? Magkano yung fees na ito? Bakit ito yung fees na ito? Di ba? And make sure na align siya sa iyong goals. Huwag ka lang yes ng yes. And pag may, nahala, ito yung pagkakamali ko nun eh. Pag may ni-refer sa akin yung isang tao, nahiya na akong tumanggi. Okay. Parang, oh sige, ni-refer, oh sige, nakakayang tumanggi. Sige, yan na lang, dyan, mag-invest na lang ako kasi nakakayang tumanggi. And dahil sa nahiya akong tumanggi nun, and siya naman, hindi nahiya sa ginagawa niya, di ba? So, kung saan niya nilagay yung pera ko. Yung pala walang hiya. Sorry. Okay. Okay, and isa pa, key takeaway is you have to actively educate yourself and get involved in your finances. Kasi, uulitin ko po, pera mo po yan. Isipin mo na ikaw mismo yung company. Parang isa kang kumpanya, ganun lang sabihin ko. Ikaw yung may-ari ng kumpanya mo. Sa tingin mo ba, pag inasa mo sa mga empleyado mo yan, aalagaan nila yung company mo? Siyempre hindi, di ba? I don't think so. Kaya dapat, ikaw mismo ang may alam sa pag-handle yun. Ins and outs, ikaw nga ng business mo. Alam mo yan, hindi mo iasa sa ibang tao. Dahil, eto, ignorance is expensive. And sometimes, sobrang expensive niya. Sa mundo ng personal finance, ignorance translates to missed opportunities, poor decisions, and yes, actual money slipping through your fingers. And the worst part is, hindi mo alam na nagkamali ka na pala until it's too late. Yes. So yun ang aking mga key takeaways for the episode. And as always, isang something relevant na Bible verse for this episode is yung Proverbs 27 verses 23 to 24. Sabi dito, be sure you know the condition of your flocks. Give careful attention to the herds. For riches do not endure forever. And the crown is not secure for all generations. This is a good reality check actually, di ba? It tells us that no matter how financially stable we may be today, hindi yan guaranteed to last forever. Dahil yung trabaho mo pwedeng mawala yan, yung business mo pwedeng mag-fail because of unforeseen circumstances, and lalo na sa mga overseas Filipinos, yung kontrata mo pwedeng matapos yan. Hindi ka naman forever na pwedeng mag-work, right? And pag nagpapadala ka ng pera, exchange rate will fluctuate. Mm-hmm. And it will affect yung mga padala mo. And most importantly, situations will definitely change. Walang forever. Diba? Kaya you have to build your financial safety nets. And sa modern day, ang flocks and herds na binimension dito sa verse na to is yung mga investments na binibuild mo. Kaya kailangan yan ng attention mo. And by giving them proper care they need, you're not just securing your current life, but setting up future generations for success then. So, don't forget na hindi lang ito about earning. It's also about preserving and growing what you've earned. Stay vigilant. Stay wise. Yon. So that wraps our episode for today. But before I let you go, I hope you can listen to the episodes of Pera and Purpose Podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcast, and other podcast streaming platforms. If you'd like to have a coaching session with KJ, message ako sa LinkedIn, Facebook, Instagram, email, lahat na yan, yung links na yan nandyan sa baba. And message nyo lang ako. Okay? Again, ito si KJ, telling you to prosper with a purpose. See you sa next episode. Bye-bye!